RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. To find a campground near you, visit campjellystone.com.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our Northeast correspondents are Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, the co-hosts of the RV Family Travel Atlas and Campground of the Week podcasts, and the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations. Welcome to Campground of the Week, Stephanie.
Thank you so much for having me, Jeremy. I appreciate it.
Anytime, my dear. Where are we going to this week?
All right. This week, we are visiting Yogi at Shangri-La in Milton, Pennsylvania. But first, we want to thank our sponsor, Yogi Bear Jellystone Camp Resorts. Perfect time to thank them. Award-winning Jellystone Parks have everything your family needs to make long-lasting camping memories. And now is the perfect time to book your stay for your first spring or summer camping trip.
From amazing water zones to mini golf, wagon rides, themed weekends, and appearances from Yogi Bear and friends, you'll see that family fun is the main attraction at Jellystone Campgrounds, and that is certainly the case at Shangri-La.
And with over 80 locations in the United States and Canada, you can have a quality camping experience that is close to home. Visit campjellystone.com to find a Jellystone Park near you. And I'm happy that we're reviewing a Yogi this week because I do want to get people excited about booking their summer travels.
It's Yogi time, boo-boo.
Every
Cindy Bear.
Buddy's summer should include at least one visit to a Jellystone, right? It's like tradition around here.
Well, we have our first big Yogi Bear trip planned for Memorial Day weekend, and I'm not going to say which one yet. We'll keep it as a surprise, but I'm really excited to be hanging with Yogi again.
I know who else is excited, the kids. All right, so
do you think Wesley will do bear hugs this year? He's always
know.
A little shy, always a little nervous.
Our boys, all three of them, were always character shy, no matter where, what instance we
but
were
Max
in.
Max and Theo are over that. They'll totally hug.
Yes,
Yogi,
all the characters.
Boo-boo, Cindy.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we'll see about Wes. We'll see if he grows out of it too. I don't know. I don't get stressed about it. He just stares at him. He loves seeing him. He still wants to see Boo Boo. He sleeps with Boo Boo every
kids
night.
He loves seeing them.
But he doesn't hug
As
him.
A matter of fact, tonight he walked out of bed and said he couldn't
he
find
needed,
his Yogi.
Yeah, he needed his
so
Yogi.
He walked around the living room.
Animals.
He found his Yogi. So where is this one located?
Okay, so this is located in eastern, but like central eastern PA. So it's about 75 miles north of Hershey, about 100 miles north-northwest from Lancaster County. It's at the foot of the Montour Ridge, and it's located along the Susquehanna River.
So you could reach this one if you're from New Jersey. You could reach this one if you're from Connecticut or New York State. And certainly if you're a Pennsylvania camper, this is one of several great Yogi Bear options in the great state of Pennsylvania.
Yes, because it isn't far away from Route 80. So that's a through road. This is a good stop to look at if you're, you know, passing through.
And we got a flat tire on Route 80 on the way to this Yogi Bear, didn't we?
Oh, my goodness. That's right. I forgot about that. Pretty late at night, too. I'd forgotten all about
that. Had a heck of a time getting the spare tire out of the back of the truck. But we did. We got in late and we got all settled. And this is also a good Sam campground, which is not always the case with a Yogi Bear campground, but this one will take your Good Sam discount card for 10% off.
Extra 10% off if you're a Good Sam member, so that's always a bonus. And on top of that, you know, the fees at this campground are really reasonable for a Jellystone campground that has a lot of on-site activities. So two bonuses.
Now, we've talked about the really serious resort-type Yogi Bear campgrounds, but then there's also sort of another type of Yogi Bear campground that exists below that full-on resort level, and often they keep the prices really, really reasonable. Like here, for instance, it's $50 a night for a 30-amp site and $54 for a 50-amp site. And that's with a lot of free entertainment packed in. So I would call this a great family value.
Yeah. And so you think about then also getting your Good Sam discount on top of that. That could bring a price under $50 a night for a campground that has that you really don't need to leave. And that's how we're reviewing this campground. This campground is a great place to go and to chill out and enjoy the campground.
We only went out to eat, and we'll give you a great food tip later.
Twice.
To the same place. That's right. Oh my God. It's right up the road from the campground. So that's a great tip for this one. How big is the campground?
All right. So the campground is large size-wise. It's a little bit sprawling, but it doesn't actually have that many sites. You don't have that many more sites over about 100 here. But the thing is, they kind of loop up and around. And this is the really tricky part. There are a lot of seasonal campers at this campground. So you know what? There's not a lot of sites for the transient camper. So you probably do need to book in advance.
And the seasonals here were really friendly and really nice. I want to give the campground credit for this, though. Like you said, it's kind of a big property, but there's not tons and tons of sites. One of the reasons why is they have a absolutely massive playing field where kids are playing volleyball, basketball, football. People are relaxing and playing frisbee. They could make another 50 sites out of that field, but they keep that as an open place.
Yeah, and in fact, there's a few of those fields. So, you know, many of these sites are actually back ends along the creek that runs through the campground. I have no idea how to say that creek name. It's the Chillisquaway Creek, I think.
I wonder if you just nailed it.
Chillisquaway? I don't know.
You convinced me. I want some listener out there to email us.
Oh, we will. They will. So, you know, a lot of these sites are back ends along this creek. Now, these are electric only, which isn't surprising. We always say that sites along waterways are not going to be full hookup for the most part. But then across the road from all of those sites, the entire way is this big open field. And there's like a two big open fields with a baseball diamond, you know, a volleyball net. It really has a lot of space there. They could, you're right, pack in rows of sites there if they wanted to.
Yeah, and those sites along the water are very nice, and people fish from their site and kind of dip their toes in the water and mess around. It's a pretty little kind of creek/river that runs along there.
Now, there's another smaller loop, and this is where we stayed. So the loop, it has the 30 and the 50 amp, and the sites are on the small side. But again, there's room to roam near there. So right across the road from our site, there was this really nice field. The boys just played there the whole time.
And at another campground, that would have been the Central Green, more or less. For us, we played catch there every day. You know, we had the baseball gloves out, and we played wiffle ball over there every single day that we were there.
All right. And now another thing that I want to point out is where we stayed in that loop. We stayed in site 203 or 204. I wasn't sure which one when I was looking at the map.
I think that was Boo Boo Drive.
Okay. So in that loop area that we stayed at, I want to point out that that's really close to cabins. There's actually cabins that back up right on those sites. So this is the kind of campground, if you have friends that you want to go camping with and they don't have an RV, sometimes you want to find that perfect campground to go to where you can camp near each other and have the full-on experience. This would be a good place for that. You can get a site with a cabin right there.
Yeah, and then the people at the cabin could walk right over to your RV site for a campfire at night or to make dinner or s'mores or something like that. And now, the cabins looked relatively new and nice as well.
And now I want to point out one other row of sites that we haven't talked about. Sites 103 to 112 are right along sort of, I would say, like the main activity area. So they are across from the playgrounds and the rec hall and the pool and everything. Those sites are right in the middle of the action. Now, this could be a pro or a con, depending on you and your taste. If you have a bunch of kids and you want to hang out at your site and watch them play at the playground, and you just kind of want to be in the middle of the action, and there's a lot of bustling, fun action at this campground, then that's going to be a great spot for you. But if you're going to be somebody that's going to be like, oh, it's a little noisy, oh, there's kids running all over the place, then you really should be up where we were in that 200 section.
Yeah, now we mentioned the price range is very reasonable, 50 for 30 amp, 54 for 50 amp. Ease of booking. The only trouble you're going to run into, like Stephanie mentioned, there's a lot of seasonal sites there. So a weekend in the summer will probably be sold out. You'd want to book in advance. I might recommend trying to go Monday through Thursday to take advantage of the nice pool and some of the amenities without the crowds.
Yeah, in the spring and in the fall, I would probably want to stick to the weekends if I wanted the activities, because they are going to be scheduled. Now, once the summer gets going in full swing, you're going to have activities every day at this campground. So again, take that into consideration when you're planning your stay.
And we went Memorial Day weekend, which was absolutely a sold-out weekend, but the campground's sprawling enough that it never felt overly packed or crowded, and all the activities and events also were very doable for us. We got on the hayride. We participated in the dancing with Yogi at night and things like that.
Oh, go right ahead. Give away all of our activities before we even get to that.
That was just two of them. I was making a point about the crowds.
Now, we are going to be back in a minute, and we are going to give you all the details about those activities and the other amenities that are at this campground. Stay tuned.
Generations of family fun. It's what Jayco's founder, Lloyd Bontrager, set out to provide nearly 50 years ago when he started the company on the family farm in 1968.
Today, Jayco, the world's largest privately owned RV manufacturer, is still focused on providing a way for families to create lasting memories.
From camping trailers to gas Class A motorhomes and everything in between, you'll find that Jayco offers the most standard features and the best warranty in the industry, giving you the value you want and the peace of mind you deserve.
Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are in the middle of our review of Yogi at Shangri-La in Milton, Pennsylvania. We're going to dive back in and talk about all the incredible amenities and activities. But first, a sponsored message from our friends at Progressive Insurance.
You can get the perfect amount of coverage wherever you roam with packages available for full-time and seasonal use. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV for more info today.
Want to go swimming in the heated pool?
I always want to go swimming in the heated pool. And it's always good to find a campground for those early season trips that does have a heated pool, because there's nothing worse than having like a warm weekend in May and you get to go camping at the pool and it's too cold to go in, right?
We were there Memorial Day weekend. And Memorial Day weekend in Pennsylvania can be chilly, frankly, but we were in the pool every day during our trip. We also had nice weather.
Yeah, it has a really nice pool area and we were comfortable there. They have a small little wading pool too, and they had a poolside cafe, and I think we very much enjoyed our food there. We actually tried the breakfast too there, as far as I could remember, and I think we got some like nice breakfast sandwiches and coffee there on Sunday morning.
Very reasonably priced.
Right, and a good
everything
price
at this campground felt very reasonably priced.
All right. Now, the playground equipment is in that area too, and I have to say that this is one of the highlights of this campground. One of the things that I really enjoy is when a campground has those sort of alternate play structures. Like this has a wooden castle and a wooden ship and the wooden train, right? All spread out around the field.
And those were very good for young Wesley,
yes,
at the time.
Exactly.
And by the way, this is a great campground. And I think the Yogis do a nice job in general of entertaining the littlest kids and the teenagers. Everybody was having fun at this campground.
The more Yogis that we go to, the more that we see that. The more that we say, you know, we thought when we had little kids, oh, this is perfect for them. But the older they get and the more kids we see, we realize, oh, this really is good for a range of ages. So
yeah, that's because good. Besides those smaller, you know, kind of playground type equipment, they had some kind of really big slides too.
Yeah, they actually had one of those really large multi-level enclosed play areas with all of the tube slides that the kids can climb all the way up to the top and slide all the way down. It has like four or five different tube slides with all of the different platforms and everything.
Big. It was really big.
Oh, yeah. I think it's three or four stories high.
At least three stories. Mm-hmm. It looks like one of those ones you'd see in an off-the-hook crazy fast food restaurant, yeah. You know, like one of those indoor slide areas.
So our boys spent a lot of time there. Now, of course, they also have an arcade, but you know, the thing that I love is when an arcade has something interactive, and this did have the air hockey, and you know, and our boys love playing air hockey, so there was a good amount of those games played.
Yeah, and it was sort of like just a nice area if it was a rainy day to go in there. It was kind of an enclosed area, and we did play tons and tons of air hockey.
Now, they also have all of the sports, you know, available here, basketball, volleyball. They have the Gaga ball pit. They also have fishing on the creek that you can do, but then you can also go fishing in a pond that's over by some of the sites, too, and that's just to catch and release.
And the kids were catching fish like crazy.
Yep, nice dock. You know, you can hang out there, too. It felt like that kind of really nice campground for going from like one little family activity to the next there.
Now, the best Yogi Bear campgrounds often have just hopping recreation pavilions, and this one had lots of organized activities. There was line dancing, there was bingo, there was a dance party, and the boys did dance at the dance party. And
it was
so
pumping.
Did you?
You know, it was fun, and that's why I said the comment about, you know, if you want a site, if you want a site across from that field, you better be ready to party, because this is a party. Now, we were up the hill, so that was nice for us because we could leave the party and go to bed. But man, people come here to have fun. And that was nice to see. The characters all came out and they had a nice, you know, dance party also.
This is not a place for a quiet romantic weekend.
Yeah. But they also do other things at that pavilion. Like in the morning on Saturday, they had the farmer's market, like a little farmer's market set up, and you could buy produce, some local produce there.
And coloring. There was indoor coloring in an indoor room in case it was a rainy morning.
This campground does the real standard Jellystone activities, you know, the pledge with Yogi every morning, which we really like, the coloring and cartoons every morning, which we really like.
We love the pledge with Yogi. And any Yogi Bear we go to where they start by saluting the flag in the morning, we always make sure we get there. It's really fun to do that. And the characters are there.
Now, this was Memorial Day weekend, like you said. And so they had some, like the parade set up where everybody had decorated their bikes and everything and dressed up in red, white, and blue. And that was really
fun. I forgot all about that parade. I took some cool pictures of that parade, too.
But then they also have something that not a lot of campgrounds have, which is the Wet and Wild Hayride.
I only remember doing this at maybe one other campground. And the Wet and Wild Hayride, it was wet, and it was wild.
I think this was the first time that we had ever done this, and it was off the hook. I mean, the kids, everybody gets on the wagon with their water guns, super soakers, everything like that. And they have buckets of water on the wagon. But then all of the people are waiting and armed with hoses.
And the teenagers ambush you. But then there's even like the 85-year-old grandmas waiting there with her hose to blast you. It was really one of the most fun things we've ever done at any campground.
I really love it. I am one of those cranks who's like, I don't want to get wet. I don't want to go on the Wet and Wild Hayride. But when you see an entire campground, like with kids ages like 2 to 82, all having a blast and playing at the same time. I don't know. There's something that's incredibly charming about that.
And it's a certain type of sort of senior or grandparent that ends up at a Yogi. It's one that's bringing the grandkids there or somebody who's just a kid at heart. So it really is true that everybody sort of has fun at a Yogi Bear campground.
All right. Like I said, the weekend starting in April through October, they're going to have all these kinds of themes there. So the calendar, you know, will be up on the website and you can look and you can see what would I like to do. Like they'll have everything from an Earth Day
theme. First weekend they open in April, they actually let you camp for free if you're willing to help clean up and paint. I saw that too. So that's their first themed weekend.
And then they have like Easter egg hunt over Easter weekend. They have an oldies weekend. They'll have a Christmas in July. And then in mid-June, once, you know, the school gets out, then you'll have weekday activities all the way through the summer. So if you've been hearing us talk about Halloween weekends and you haven't tried one of them yet, this might be a good for you to try for a Halloween weekend. I think they have four in the fall, four different weekends for that.
Okay. How is Wi-Fi?
Wah, wah.
Well, this is fairly
remote. Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
It is a fairly remote campground with not a lot around it. So I imagine it was probably pretty hard. And we were there a little while ago. Maybe they've improved the Wi-Fi.
Well, I think that that in general is just something that is rapidly improving. Even up to last year, a lot of campgrounds were still using Wi-Fi services that were not doing a very good job at allowing people to actually get on using the Wi-Fi passwords. So the cell signal was a little weak because we were out in the middle of nowhere. But we know that campgrounds are, most of them are working hard to, you know, improve this. So hopefully eventually people's expectations will meet reality at some point in the future.
Yeah, we've mentioned a couple insider details. You know, you might want to consider going in the summer during the week when it's a little bit less crowded. You also want to consider what part of the campground you camp in. You don't want to be right next to the all the noise and the hubbub if you want a little bit of a quieter spot. Any other insider details?
Yes. Checkout time is 2 p.m.
A generous 2 p.m.
Yeah, and you might not realize that, like, if you're not paying attention, because that's late in the day, really, for a checkout time. So don't rush out in the morning. Think about that when you're planning your trip. Realize that you can really spend the whole day at the pool and the playground and everything like that before you leave it too.
I think more campgrounds should do that, particularly on the weekend, because most people don't get to the campground till Friday around dinner time if they're working. And then to get that extra 3 hours or so on Sunday, I think is really, really nice.
We always recommend to our weekend warriors to pay for a late checkout on Sunday. Well, in this case, you wouldn't have to. You can really, and we actually did stay late on Sunday because it was Memorial Day. We were soaking up really nice weather. It felt so good to be in the pool. And we were in the pool on Sunday and we didn't have to rush out of there. So that was great.
All right. Here at RVFTA, we know that nobody's perfect. What could be improved at Yogi at Shangri-La?
I just want to see a little more landscaping around the site. So
and that's a bugaboo for you at a lot of places.
Yeah.
You do like to see a little bit more trimming, a little bit more landscaping.
I think it's just the difference between, you know, feeling like your campsite, you're like, oh my gosh, this is such a great campsite, and feeling like, oh, this is a nice campsite, you know, and I would like to see a little more of an even ground, right? A little more of a, instead of just the patchiness and everything, which is that kind of typical of a campsite at this campground.
All right. We have one awesome road food restaurant to recommend. It's from Jane and Michael Stern's classic book, Road Food. And it was right around the corner from the campground. So it was just like a perfect treat.
And we ended up going there 2 times because we couldn't resist. It was so good.
It was awesome, and there's not a lot else around.
Yeah, so it was called The Fence, and even though I had meals planned out to make at the campground, it was just like, there's no reason not to go here when you find a place so good. So it's right around the corner. It's a classic road food kind of a stop. It's a car hop. So you can, if you want to, pull up and just keep your lights on, and then they come out and they serve you, and you know, they put the tray on the side of your car, and you can eat in your car. But I don't know why you would want to do that, because this is right on the Susquehanna River and it has picnic tables that look out over the river. Really pretty view.
People were launching their kayaks and canoes from the restaurant.
Right.
And
yeah,
coming back and eating.
Mm-hmm. And then there was like an also a screened in porch that you could sit onto. We sat outside at a picnic table both times. Now they have the typical burgers and dogs.
There was nothing typical about their burgers. They were very good.
Okay, but I think that really the star of the show was their like fish and chips, their fish sandwiches. They had a fish platter and then they had fish sandwiches, which were so good for like a road food joint.
You ordered them 2 trips in a row.
Well, I think the boys did. Yeah. And no, I think I tried the shrimp one of the nights. Like they also have the shrimp and they have the scallops, you know, like good, just good fried seafood by the side of the river. That's a great road food joint.
This place is good enough that I want to go back to Yogi at Shangri-La just to eat here again.
Yeah, like it has that kind of effect. Like you can imagine just lumping it in with your trip to Shangri-La and just feeling like that's just part of the fun of going there. Milkshakes, you know, the whole shebang. And our kids loved it there too. So it was a very family-friendly place, just like the campground.
And if you're not carrying a copy of Jane and Michael Stern's Road Food in your RV, poor you. You should be, because we find great joints everywhere we go.
Yeah, and you know, I want to give a shout out to the friendliness of the managers and everything at this campground. It was one of those places where the camp store felt very friendly. Like everybody that worked there felt friendly. It just
the camp workers who were like camping there and working there were
and
super nice.
Running the, I remember the camp worker that was running the hayride was like, "Don't worry, we'll do a second round." You know, just
no child left behind at the hayride.
Yeah, it was just a nice, it was a nice atmosphere there. So I do want to give them a shout out for providing that. And I also want to give a shout out to Jayco and to Jellystone for sponsoring Campground of the Week.
And also a big thank you to Progressive Insurance for sponsoring Campground of the Week. Did you know that adding your RV insurance with another Progressive policy like auto, motorcycle, or boat is a great way to save money when you're out on the road? Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV to learn more. And Stephanie and I will see you at the Yogi Bears Jellystone Park Camp Resort.
We'll see you there.
Campground. Hey, boo-boo.
Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.
You know, on the way back, we'd often take like a longer loop back to see part of the campground. It's just like a nice, relaxing part of our day at the end of all that time in the theme parks.
Now, another nice thing about the trading post is that they